They would be bigger, stronger, tougher than when they started, and they would have gone through the training with the guys who would be fighting beside them. The Depression was over, Carwood Lipton recalled of that summer of 1942, and I was beginning a new life that would change me profoundly. It would all of them. First Lieutenant Herbert Sobel of Chicago was the initial member of E Company and its CO. His executive officer, XO, was Second Lieutenant Clarence Hester from Northern California. Sobel was Jewish, urban, with a commission from the National Guard. Hester started as a private, then earned his commission from Officer Candidate School, OCS. Most of the platoon and assistant platoon leaders were newly commissioned graduates of OCS, including 2nd Lieutenants Dick Winters from Pennsylvania, Walter Moore from California's racetracks, and Lewis Nixon from New York City and Yale. S.L. Matheson was an ROTC graduate from UCLA. At 28 years of age, Sobel was the old man in the group. The others were 24 or younger. The company, along with Dog, Fox, and Battalion HQ companies, made up the 2nd Battalion of the 506th PIR. The battalion commander was Major Robert Strayer, a 30-year-old reserve officer. The regimental commander was Colonel Robert Sink, a 1927 West Point graduate. The 506th was an experimental outfit, the first parachute infantry regiment in which the men would take their basic training and their jump training together as a unit. It would be a year before it was attached to the 101st Airborne, the Screaming Eagles. The officers were as new to this paratrooping business as the men. They were teachers who sometimes were not much more than one day ahead of the class. The original NCOs were old Army. "We looked up to them," Private Walter Gordon of Mississippi remembered, "as almost like gods, because they had their wings. They were qualified jumpers. But hell, if they knew how to do an about-face, they were ahead of us. We were raw recruits. Later, looking back, we regarded them with scorn. They couldn't measure up to our own people, who moved up to corporals and sergeants." The first privates in EZ were Frank Perconte, Herman Hansen, Wayne Sisk, and Carwood Lipton. Within a few days of its formation, EZ had a full complement of 132 men and 8 officers. It was divided into 3 platoons and a headquarters section. There were 3 12-man rifle squads plus a 6-man mortar team squad to a platoon. A light infantry outfit, EZ had 1 machine gun to each of the rifle squads,